No! Freela insisted. You're wrong. Clan Ordo might accept a Jedi, but not him! Anyone but him!
There's only one way to be sure. We let the whole clan decide.
That's not an option,
Freela replied, raising her blaster back up.
Revan cannot leave this chamber alive.
You know Revan's reputation, Candorous warned. And mine. There may be six of you, but do you really think you have a chance against us both?
We're not here to kill you, Freela told him. Just him.
And you expect me to stand by and do nothing?
I expect you to join us!
Freela shouted.
You are Mandalorian. Clan Ordo is your family, not Revan. You have to choose. Him or us?
It doesn't have to be this way, Candorous said evenly. Lower your weapons, end this madness. We'll take Mandalore's mask back down to the camp together.
This is your last chance, Candorous, Freela said. Choose!
Her hand was trembling, making it difficult for her to aim, but the other five held their blasters steady and true.
You can't win this battle,
Revan said quietly, speaking more to the others than Freela.
We killed dozens of Jedi during the war,
Freela answered grimly.
I'm no ordinary Jedi.
Freela,
Candorous pleaded.
Please, don't do this.
Her shoulders slumped, and she let out a sigh of resignation.
Kill them both.
Revan was in motion, his lightsaber flashing to life before the words had finished spilling from her mouth. As Freela and two of the others, reacting slightly faster than the rest, fired their blasters, the green blade transformed into a spinning, twirling blur as he used it to deflect their bolts back in the direction of the shooters. One of the deflected bolts struck its mark, taking down the woman on Vila's left. Candorous and Revan dived for cover behind the sarcophagus just as the other Mandalorians opened fire. Candorous popped up briefly to fire, sending the Mandalorians breaking for cover. There were precious few places to hide in the open chamber, however, and Candorous took two of them down before they made it to safety. Freela and the other two survivors scrambled back into the passage near the chamber entrance, ducking out of sight around the corner to regroup. A second later, a trio of grenades skittered across the floor, bouncing and rolling to a stop near the base of the sarcophagus.